Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ramadan is here, the most wonderful time of a year, and it's our chance to grow, reconnect with God, and strengthen our relationship. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. Some of us struggle with consistency in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, juggling daily life, or holding onto the good habits we build. So let's talk about it. Welcome, dear brothers and sisters, to your program, The Viewpoint from IRIB English Radio. This is Sayyid Ali, the humble host of the show, and here I am in this studio with the two dear brothers of mine, dear brother Sayyid Zain. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Really good to have you here.
Alhamdulillah, nice to be here.
And dear brother Sheikh Danish, it's a pleasure to have you here again, Sheikh.
Thank you very much.
Ramadan is the month of Quran, right? It's a beautiful month of reciting Quran, reading Quran, thinking about the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy book. And we are encouraged to connect with it by all of the riwayat and the narrations and the sayings of our scholars. But for many, staying consistent with reading or understanding Quran can be challenging sometimes. What are some simple and practical ways to make Quran recitation and reflection a natural part of a daily life during the Ramadan?
What we can do is that we can use different tools that are available at our disposal, right? So we know that Sada or Seema or the televisions, they constantly divide every day of the month of Ramadan for and specify it for each juz of the Holy Quran. So we could plan our schedule in such a manner that, for example, half a juz or one third of the juz, we could listen to those recitations. And just try to monitor our progress with the Holy Quran and don't get stuck in only one part of it. So that, for example, if I haven't been able to complete my recitation for one juz, let's go to the next juz. So keep our speed with the speed of the holy month and how every day. Acquaint ourselves with the new part of the Holy Quran. But what we can do is that if we divide our day in, let's say, three parts, and with every salah time, we could have 15 minutes to 20 minutes extra for every juz of the Holy Quran. And this way, I think during the day, with the even we have fast recitations available, which complete the entire juz in 30 minutes, let's say.
It would be more reachable sort of.
Goal. Yeah, and it's possible. Of course, paying attention on the meaning is important. Tadabbur fil Quran is, of course, in the month of the holy, in this holy month is specified. And so even if we do tadabbur on one verse, two verses, three verses, it is something that is required. But again, we need to also pay attention to completing the entire Quran in this holy month. And as we know that our A'imma used to complete Quran every 3 days or every in this special month, we need to fasten our seatbelts and say that we are ready for this month of Ramadan.
Inshallah. Thank you so much. So, dear brother Sayyid, Ramadan is a time for personal growth and development, but it's also about the strengthening of our connection with others and, you know, spreading kindness, you know. So what are some simple and meaningful ways we can improve our relationship, like doing Salih Rahim, right? Paid visit to our close ones, family, friends, people in the community during these blessing moments of the time.
So yes, the month of Ramadan is very special, not just for personal worship, but also paying attention to the community, paying attention to the family. And one thing to keep in mind about Islam is that it's not a religion that's, you know, that says that you go in your corner and you pray and that's all. Yes, that part of Islam is there. It's important. There are things like, you know, Salat al-Layl, I'tikaf, things where, you know, a person goes and connects with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does du'as. But Islam puts a lot of emphasis on social interactions, taking care of others, and the whole community being a healthy community. So in the month of Ramadan as well, we see that, you know, there is extra emphasis on giving sadaqah. Even Laylatul Qadr, there's emphasis on giving sadaqah, taking care of those who are needy. One very important way that can be used is iftar time specifically. And a lot of communities, we know they do this, mm-hmm. that, you know, they come together and they have iftar together, which I think is very, very nice.
Yeah.
That, you know, a person is not just at their home doing iftar, although sometimes, you know, doing that is fine. But also that they invite others to their home, or they go to the masjid and do iftar over there, and they're seeing the believers quite often in the month, and that strengthens their connection.
Dear Brother Danish, what's your go-to meal, like the served meal that has been made quick and eaten, quick and easy way by you or your family for breaking your fast during the month of Ramadan?
For breaking my fast, we prefer to break our fast with a date.
Mm-hmm.
And warm water or tea, mm-hmm. Right? And then any meal that is prepared by my family, we can not say no to it.
So sure. But do you have a special types of, you know, dietary during the month of Ramadan? Mm-hmm. The sort of food that helps you?
So it is a combination of fruits, mm-hmm. vegetables, and meat. So every community has different preferences. So, for example, in Pakistani communities, you have rice and meat. It is eaten with, for example, biryani. It is called biryani. Or, for example, in Persian food or cuisines, you have korma sabzi or something like that. So it has to be a combination of basically all your dietary needs. For example, proteins have to be there, your fats have to be there, and of course with a lot of intake of vitamins and minerals. And you need to take, with the aim of keeping your body healthy and not eating a lot, so that you are your body doesn't get weakened in the process.
Yeah, exactly. And to be hydrated. How about you, dear Sayyid? The same question goes for you.
So similar to the Sheikh, we open our fast generally with a date or warm water.
Mm-hmm.
And then we eat similar foods as well. Although for us, from the South Asian background, there has to be, you know, spice involved, mm-hmm. in the food as well. We should try to stay away from like the deep fried things. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, they're okay, but generally, you know, if somebody's having too much deep fried things, and then they'll become unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, although we're fasting the whole day, certain people, they say that in the month of Ramadan, they actually end up gaining weight.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. So, which is surprising. And it's because of these kind of foods that they eat. Yeah. So, you have to basically.
It's a party. It's a feast of like divine feast. So
I think that's the wrong meaning of the feast.
Yeah.
It was a spiritual feast.
Okay, sure. So, dear Sheikh Danish, do you have a funny or memorable story from a past Ramadan when you broke your fast? Like, I personally didn't have the chance, and I probably drank a glass of water or so. But I heard that one of my friends had a full plate of, you know, kebab and rice. And, mm-hmm. and then after they had this, like, non-alcoholic soda. Mm-hmm. And then he remembered. And I was saying, oh, how lucky you were. Because he didn't break his fast, like, legally. According to the common rulings. So did you have the same incident?
I had one such experience when I was in school. And so in school around, I think it was class 5th or 4th class I was in. And mm-hmm. You know that students who are not fasting were also there in the class. And so they were eating something they offered me and I ate it. And then after having eaten it a bit, of course, because it was offered by a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ate it and then I remembered. But honey and laka and lana, for example, because this is, of course, forgiven. And the fast is not broken as a result of eating out of forgetfulness. So, mm-hmm. Yes, of course, but after having grown up and living in the communities, and it is seldom that something like this presents itself, because all the people around us are fasting as well.
Yeah.
And so these things, of course, as you know, sometimes happen. And
yeah, that's it. I would call it a divine opportunity. Making dua during Ramadan is highly recommended, and we all know it. But sometimes it's hard to know what to ask for or how to express ourselves, our needs, especially. If someone feels distant from God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can they develop a more personal and heartfelt approach to making dua during this special time? And also, I wanted to have a follow-up question for you. Is there any special dua or supplication you would like to recite yourself or yourself during this month?
So one thing to keep in mind, and it's a very important thing to keep in mind, because shaitan comes and he tries to make us forget this, which is the forgiving nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how merciful he is, right? Yes, you know, there's lots of flaws on our side, lots of mistakes that we have done, but we are told that Allah will forgive all the sins. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the verse that he will forgive all the sins, right? That we shouldn't be hopeless in Allah's mercy. So this is very important to keep in mind, that when we are doing dua, that we have this good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what I'm asking for, Allah will, inshallah, accept it. Like, there's no reason why he shouldn't accept it, right? He is the one who's the most giving. And yes, you know, the asker is might not be worthy of it, right? And definitely, in this case, not worthy of it. But from there's no limits. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, there's no limits to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, and it's with this good opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give and will forgive our sins. And, you know, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be made. It's really shaitan who comes and says that you're not good enough. You can't connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've made too many mistakes. So we have to be aware of this, that it is a trick of shaitan. And it is he who doesn't want, because there is potential of us connecting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes and whispers this to us, right? If there wasn't potential, then he wouldn't whisper this. So no, ignore that, get that out of our minds, our hearts. Allah will accept it, inshallah, if we ask him sincerely and believing that he will accept. So that's answer partially to the first question. The second question, one of the du'as that is really highly recommended is du'a Abu Hamza Thumali, right? So it's a very long du'a, but the teachers of Akhlaq tell us that, you know, it shouldn't be the case that one, you know, a day should pass by that we're not reciting this. And it doesn't have to be the whole du'a that we're reciting in the whole, you know, in one day, in one sitting, but rather a little bit we can recite, right? Maybe 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes even. And slowly we recite. And even if it's, you know, one recitation in the whole month, that's still very good, right? But it shouldn't just be like, you know, reciting for the sake of reciting, but it should be with attention to the meaning that
I set a goal, like it's so high I cannot reach it during Ramadan, and then I get disappointed. I couldn't finish the Quran, I couldn't finish the whole du'a, and it happened. So your recommendation is just to even skip the whole part of it, stick to the like one verse, two verse, three lines of it.
So the du'a itself?
Du'a or Quran?
So the teachers of Akhlaq say that, as Sheikh said regarding the Quran, that, you know, we should try to finish the Quran, right? And make a schedule that we finish the Quran. The du'a as well, you know, maybe the goal of at least once in the whole month reciting the whole du'a, it's not so much that it's be too difficult. And if a person recites 5-10 minutes a day, I think they should be able to finish in the month. So there has to be a balance between the quantity and the quality as well.
Thank you both of you. Thank you, dear brothers. May this Ramadan bring you peace, growth, and a deeper connection with those you love. Preferably Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Wishing you a month filled with blessings, reflection, and joy. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ummati, ummati.
أمتي يقول هاشثعة أنا لها.